Hey, this is Pastor Jay, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Acts chapter 2, verses 2 through 7. Suddenly, a sound like a violent wind blowing came from heaven and filled the entire house where they were sitting. And tongues spreading out like a fire appeared to them and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven residing in Jerusalem. When this sound occurred, a crowd gathered and was in confusion, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. It started with the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Then fire rested on the disciples' heads, but not a fire that burns. Rather, like the fire Moses saw on that bush, it was the burning presence of God Himself. And I love that the first scene of Spirit-filled gospel preaching is a picture of global scope, of a global God. People of every tribe, every nation, and every tongue. Yet the Spirit spoke to every person in a way that they could hear and understand. How amazing it must have been to witness. But as amazing as it sounds, have we not often experienced the same? One of my favorite movies as a kid growing up was The Neverending Story. The main character in the movie, Sebastian, gets a hold of a very special book, a book you don't just read, but it also reads you. As he reads the book, he is shocked to find the book is talking to him, describing what he is thinking and feeling and doing even as he reads. The book draws him into another reality where he discovers a name that can save him and a dying world. A name that his soul secretly has always known, that he must remember and proclaim. You know, there have been countless times when I was reading the scriptures, and it felt like the words were jumping off the page, reading my soul, like it was written by Jesus just for me. And every week, millions of people sit under the preaching of God's word. One message, yet each hearing and being moved in a way that is specific and particular to them. So, the Spirit of God that poured out at Pentecost continues to give utterance to every person in words they can understand. And so your reflection for today is this. Jesus is still speaking today. He wants to speak things personal and specific to you and in a way that you can understand. But are you posturing and positioning yourself to be able to hear him? The closing song for this episode, Olive Grove, is by Eliza King. The Daily Sabbath is a Provision Podcast production. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a rating and review and share this episode with someone. You can also check out all of our links in the episode description.
Fall asleep at the pressing end. pray. The hour is getting late, my friend. Will you deny the flesh? Come and be spirit led.
I'm longing for a bride who's burning, a friend I knew.